A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator? Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do, for I do not have space to store my harvest?" And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Rest, eat, drink, and be merry. This is not a gospel I needed to hear as I returned from vacation. Though maybe it's the Lord's word saying, "Okay, you've had your rest, now get back to work." For those of you who might be visitors tonight, welcome, number one. But I want to offer a little word of update about where I stand with Bella. For those of you who are visitors, Bella is the newest resident of the rectory, our 3-year-old black Labrador retriever. Bella has gotten quite wise of late. She has learned in the last 2 weeks how to let herself out of the house. Now, mind you, she isn't turning doorknobs or unlocking doors and deadbolts, but we have one door in the rectory that, because it used to be the offices, has a panic bar, so it's one of those kind of fire exits. And she's figured out pretty quickly now that she's got enough strength to push on the panic bar like any good person. And so we now have to create more layers of security to keep her in. It's making life all the more interesting. But as she's learning, there are some things that I know she's not capable of doing. For instance, I don't know the science of it, and I didn't really care to know all that much of the science about it to research it, but I know Bella can only see in kind of two dimensions, and dogs are generally somewhat colorblind, so there are things she can't see. Like, she can't see her reflection in a mirror, and she acts purely on instinct. So if we're standing outside and I'm trying to, "Hey, Bella, look over there," she doesn't look, because she goes by scent and sound. She can't be trained to see anything other than what she already sees. Now, some dogs, and Labradors among them, are dogs that can be used for police work, and their sense of smell is great. That's why they're companions for hunting, and they can sniff out, and she does do the great pointing. When there's a squirrel or a rabbit or a bird in the yard, she gets her pose where she just, gets that laser look and stares down the bird or whatever it is. And we're not hunters, so we just let her stare until the bird goes away. She can be trained on scent, but her sight can't really be trained beyond the limited capacity that she has. Thanks be to God, we can train our vision, and that's what Jesus is getting at tonight in those harsh words in this parable that at first seem to chastise simply having possessions. But the last line of what Jesus says tonight really puts it all in perspective, and it ties together what St. Paul says to us tonight about seeking what is above and the words of the wisdom writer of the book of Ecclesiastes talking of vanity and basically all that is not really worth much beyond itself and beyond the moment. Jesus says, "Thus it will be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God." In other words, one can have stuff, and we need to take care of ourselves. We need to provide for our families. We need to earn a living. We need to save. This is not a lesson against savings, because we know that's good and practical and necessary. But it's about perspective, and it's about a vision beyond the moment. It's that long-term distance kind of vision, to see beyond what's immediately in front of us. The real question that's begged of us tonight: what are you looking at? And what, or more importantly, who are you looking for? There is this challenge before us now to focus on God's kingdom. And it's easy to say that. We toss that phrase around pretty easily without it having a whole lot of meaning. It really has to do with this proper perspective of keeping things in balance. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth, chastising essentially all the stuff that doesn't really mean much, the stuff that doesn't really matter. And if you open up the book of Ecclesiastes, we only get one brief glimpse of it tonight about what is vanity. It's that which just kind of blows with the wind. It's gone. It's not tangible. It's not real. And for any one of us, we can point to a lot of things that fall into that category of the stuff that we pay more attention to than perhaps is worth paying attention to. That's the key tonight. It's difficult here. And especially this time of year when we're trained to want to relax and sit back and eat, drink, and be merry, what the kind of things we might do on vacation to relax, maybe relax diets, relax work. As I was on vacation this week, I was trying not to look at email and work things too much, though it's hard to completely disconnect. This message might really fly in the face of that propensity to relax, that desire to sit back. And we need that time. Koheleth's outcry against vanity and Jesus' caution against greed are hard to swallow, but they're really about this perspective and this vision of seeing what's important. We need look no further than the state of affairs all over the place to see what happens when priorities run amok and the wrong priorities take over. Greed, selfishness, and all those things can lead to all kinds of harmful agendas and ultimately to violence and destruction, where that perspective of myself above all else takes over. Because if my perspective is limited to me and nothing else, then the danger is anything or anyone that gets in the way of me has to be disposed of or shoved aside. And that's the opposite of charity, isn't it? The opposite of mercy. St. Paul tells the Colossians and us, seek what is above and take all those more carnal desires, those more human instincts for greed and selfishness, put them aside. So much time and effort go into looks and image, and Koheleth's admonition against vanity isn't really about that alone, about looks and self-image. But that ought to ring too for us as a lack of perspective about what really matters and what matters less. So it's one thing for us to toss around that phrase, keep your eye on heaven and God's kingdom. Easier said than done. But it is important for us to talk about balance and perspective. That I can't be the center of everything. So then with heart and eyes focused on God's presence and on these values that the Lord lays out for us, this other path of life, then other things start to fall into a right perspective. Thankfully, we have the capacity to change our focus and to train our vision in a way that I can't do with the dog. It's okay to look good. It's okay to have fun. It's okay and good and necessary to save and to have things. But when that takes over, when those things take over and limit my ability to do justice, to be merciful, and to show charity, then the perspective is lost. So keep looking out. Keep looking up. There's plenty to look at among us. There's plenty to look at in our world day to day. But that perspective of the beyond, beyond myself, is where it has to begin. That's the first step to being able to see this vision of heaven, this vision of God's kingdom. Look beyond yourself. Look to the other, to the beloved in your life, your spouse, your children, your friends. Look to the one in need, the one who needs to be shown mercy, the one who needs to be shown charity. Those become the path to seeing heaven, God's kingdom, and the world as Jesus sets out for us. Amen.